It's Friday, which means new music. Our colleagues at NPR Music are back with a roundup of this week's albums, which includes the soundtrack from the movie Twisters, which is taking some cues from blockbuster films past. But first, music editor and correspondent Daoud Tyler Amin and music writer Stephen Thompson have a lightning round of today's new releases, featuring another on-screen star.
So why don't we start with the man of the hour, Donald Glover, a.k.a. Childish Gambino, and his new album, Bando Stone and the New World.
I feel liberated, over-medicated. It was overrated, tell what you want, I can tell by the look on your face.
This is ostensibly the final Childish Gambino album. I've heard that claim from rap artists at the top of their game before. But the funny thing here is I really wonder how to define the stakes for this guy now, because he sort of is Mr. Brand Synergy. He started out as this weird, you know, curiosity. It's, oh, the guy from Community is rapping, how cute.
Right.
But a couple years later, he had an acclaimed TV series, he was in a Star Wars movie, and he was nominated in all the top categories at the Grammys in the same year.
Yeah, and it's hard to tell even what his ambitions are right now.
Mm-hmm.
He still has huge artistic ambitions, right? Like, he is still prone to take a big artistic swing. And if you listen to that song back to back with Lithonia, the most recent single from this record, it's like a 3-minute prog emo pocket epic.
Mm-hmm.
where it feels in a way, as you're listening to it, you feel like this song contains so much ambition it must be 8 minutes long.
Yeah.
And yet it's just 3. So he is still, You ask the question of, like, what are the stakes for him now? It's hard to tell commercially what they are, but artistically, they're very, very high.
Yeah. Now for something completely different. Glass Animals has a new record whose name I cannot say on the air, so I will call it I Love You So Effing Much.
I have an interesting relationship with this band.
Mm-hmm.
They, for those who don't know, Glass Animals had one of the most inescapable songs of the last 5 years, with a song called Heat Waves, which came out in 2020, then charted in 2021,
mm-hmm.
then hit number one in 2022.
Sometimes all I think about is you, late nights in the middle of June.
This is a song that just would not die.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I can testify that this song wouldn't die because I kept trying to kill it. It would not go away. And at the same time, I have to tip my hat to it because it's so catchy.
Mm-hmm.
It's got such a smooth glide to it. And listening to Creatures in Heaven, a single from this record, I caught some of those same vibes.
Yeah.
I didn't find it as annoying, but I still understood, like, oh, this is very catchy.
What to think about when you think about love? I'm dumbstruck when you're tender, but it's 3 in the morning.
And in a preview of coming attractions, Twisters, the album, the soundtrack from the new Legacy sequel. What do we got here?
Well, what we have here is the longest album I've heard since the Tortured Poets Department.
Yeah.
It is 29 songs. And this record really gives you an interesting kind of scene report on interesting artists in that field. You've got Lainey Wilson pops up very prominently. Luke Combs sings the song at the top, as well as some really interesting up-and-coming names. People like Tanner Adele, whose song Too Easy, I can say, is very prominently placed in the film. It really jumps out among this sea of songs that are deployed in that film.
Well, that's it for Twisters the album, a jam-packed new film soundtrack. But before we go, we wanted to share a few thoughts on the state of movie music in general. And Stephen, I feel like we should start with you because you were the one in the room who has actually seen Twisters. So having heard the music on its own, and then in context, how does your experience compare to the sort of music-heavy movies that may have touched your life in the past?
Well, one thing that Twisters does that I think a lot of recent films haven't done as much is it integrates a lot of new songs. That's something that Twisters kind of picks up from a very, very different film that came out last summer, Barbie.
Yeah.
A film that, you know, very famously had a blockbuster soundtrack full of new songs by major artists.
When I wake up in my own pink world, I get up out of bed and wave to my homegirl.
And integrated those songs, as well as songs that were written specifically to play out as musical numbers in the film. I mean, yeah. Barbie is a more well-rounded, fully integrated soundtrack than Twisters. Mm-hmm. I'm actually surprised that there are no points in Twisters where you see any of these artists like at a roadhouse performing these
sure.
songs and then a tornado strikes.
Yeah.
There's nothing like that. But to me, this album and the way this movie integrates this album, it does a really nice job really mixing in these songs to juice up the action in the film, of which there is a lot.
One thing that Twisters does not have, at least not yet, that Barbie managed to pull off, though, is a sort of theme from, in quotes, a song that becomes really iconically linked with it. And I'm thinking of sort of the classic, sort of like those high concept movies that get these major theme songs. You've got My Heart Will Go On, obviously, from Titanic. Danger Zone from Top Gun. I Will Always Love You, the Whitney version from The Bodyguard. And I will always love you. Maniac from Flashdance. I have wondered a lot.
Footloose from Footloose.
There's so many of these. And then after a certain point, they sort of start dropping off. Part of me has to suspect it's just because of the kinds of movies that have become the most popular in the 21st century. Like, the 2010s were so defined by these gigantic franchises and these interconnected universes. And having a pop needle drop sneak into a Star Wars movie or, you know, a Harry Potter
Avengers.
Movie or even a Marvel movie, which tried it a couple of times, like, it just feels like a weirder fit. It feels incongruous with the world that those movies are trying to create.
That was Daoud Tyler Amin and Stephen Thompson from NPR Music. And you can hear more in their full episode of New Music Friday from the podcast All Songs Considered.
Can't take the home out of Oklahoma. It's where my